Oh, 1911. I'm 94.
And what's your name?
You want my Sunday name or my ordinary name?
Both.
Euphemia Hamilton Pearney.
And what did the other fishwives cry?
I've got cried pay me. I didn't like it. But we all got cried pay me and we couldn't change it. It's only the younger generation that's changed it. I've got a granddaughter cried pay, another young cried Maya. So each one's got a bit of money. But there nobody gets cried pay me nowadays.
No, nae euphemias.
No. When you got everything you wanted, you started filling up the skull. Skull was the top bit. And you usually put the cod, the big fish, and put the head down first, tail sticking up. After that, you put all the haddies round about, and they were all with their heads all up. And then after that, you got the sole, and you put the sole up that way, all round about the skull. Okay?
So you decorated it?
And it was all round the side. And then in the middle, you were hearing, and you'd hear a halibut in there, and that's how it went on. You came till you filled this skull. And then you're spinning haddocks, kippers and dried fish and that. You had a bag, what we called a baz bag these days. And you'd put the dried fish in that, and then you put that in your creel. And also in your creel was a bag for carrying your knitting and your shawl.
Your knitting?
Oh, I always knit. You knit all the way up in the train, and you knit all the way out in the trams, and all the way home again. Whenever you sat down and any travelling, you were knitting. And it was usually the men's fish jerseys. I had Wellingtons on that day because the snow was deep. And I was lifting my leg up, you can, to get it out, doing the next hole. And then the next tune, you can. And then the next thing, my leg came up and I left my boot lying in the snow.
But you still soldiered on?
Oh, I had to. You couldn't have stopped till you got rid of all your fish. And then you carried a pile of newspapers, but they went in your creel because you needed something to put all the gut into after it, you see. That went into the creel until you met a scarpy. And then when you met a scarpy, well, the yins that I used to meet anyway, went 18 years to these places. You got to kind of scarps. And they took what drop you had, you know.
So it was important to have a good relationship with the scaffies.
Oh, I had a relationship with the postman and all, because when I was finished, he used to have a hole dug in his garden, and he would tell me just to put my gut in his garden, because he liked it for his leeks. So I kept him supplied. I was glad to get rid of it, you
I
see.
Bet you.
It was all light and weight. In there lived an old woman. And she was a wee woman, you can. But she did all the women's clays. You went to the store and you got the material. And they sell it all, you see. You took it up to her and she measured you and made them all for you. But your aprons and things like that and your shirgoons, as we cried, the tops, my mother made. They walked to Fisher Row right up to Edinburgh. And they used to go up through the Fisher's Causeway at Portobello. That's who they walked. They walked home again. It was all walking. And my mother was a wee lass of 12 years old, and she carried the creel for her granny to go up Edinburgh and back again.
Walking along, and the next thing, I hears my granny shout, "Callaroo!" Oh, I cried over her. And when I go home, I says to my mother, I says, "She black affronted me the day." She says, "What'd she say?" I says, "She shouted Callaroo at me." And she says, "Well, that's what they used to call." They never said Callar Herod. It was a Callaroo.